215 races, 9 wins, 41 podiums is what he's managed to achieve. We're just going to go and grab him over here. Mark,
not for long at all.
We're just live. It's the podcast, so we're wrapping up this season. How are you feeling right now as you get millions of photos taken?
I'm all right. I just want to go and see the boys really hugging some chocolate here. Got unusual for me. You've got a few little stomach cramps going on, but that's probably just a bit of the all the emotion. Didn't have much to eat today, so get some fuel in now. And talking to DC there, just obviously about the race and how it was a pretty good race, obviously, in terms of quality at the front. I think all of us boys were on it, and it was a nice way to finish at that level.
It's been Ben, do you want to ask him a question?
I did, yeah. You were chatting to Bernie a moment ago. I saw he was having a word with you. What did he have to say?
I said, I'll see you next time around on the Muppet Show. And he said, yeah, probably. And then I said, you never know, maybe one day I bring Porsche. So, anyway, but I can't tell you what he said after that.
It's been a great season, Mark, really, and for Red Bull, you know, four 1-2s, I think. You must feel pretty proud of what you put into that team and how you helped develop the car to that level.
Well, I think even today when we didn't perform at our best in terms of in the pit lane, it goes to show that we still have the strength to recover from that. I think the most impressive thing the team did today was you saw the cars hitting the balance in that first stint. We went through so much data and information to make sure that we used what we could to get that right. And that's when the strength and the depth and the quality of the team, no one had done any dry running. It's an opportunity for other teams to hit us when we might be a little bit weak, but we show them just how strong we are.
Mark, you've been a great ambassador to this sport, to your country, and you've been great to us on 5 Live F1. We know that you spare a lot of time for us. What will you miss going forward from this?
I just always say, I mean, obviously I've answered this question from the middle of July, but I think driving a Formula One car, you know, at Monte Carlo or Suzuka or Silverstone Spa, you know, those moments in qualifying, they are special. And they're the moments which I have strive for, train for, operating that envelope week in, week out. But you also have to accept that there's a point where you can't get the best out of yourself anymore. And I'm so happy to be finishing driving really, really well. I did not want to be sliding back down through the field. We've seen it with lots of different sportsmen and women where they completely screw the timing up. And there's enough emotion and tension and pressure going into this sport week in, week out without actually having the last few years of your career operating completely out of the window. And I also didn't want to give certain people satisfaction knowing that they could probably beat me when you're not at that level as well, you know. So it's for me, it's a plus to stop at the right time.
I want to let you go, but finally, can we expect to hear you on Radio 5 Live in the future, please, Mark?
Probably the odd, you know, interview here and there. I mean, I'm not going to be an expert on Formula One next year. I spoke to Jensen and Fernando on the parade lap, and they were talking about next year's cars, and it sounds like it's a completely different category next year. So that's a good thing for me, because no one can ask me about what they're going through, because I won't have a clue.
Mark, I'm going to let you eat chocolate. Thank you so much for everything.